The March 4 Quesnel Council meeting followed Mayor Ron Paul's legal victory in a case where he challenged the city in court over sanctions and censures placed on him. There was no mention of the court case, possible future sanctions and censures placed on Paul following the proper channels or anything else relating to controversy in the open meeting. Council started with a presentation from the city's Director of Financial and Corporate Services, Kerry Bolton, on the 2025 draft budget. She started the presentation by explaining that taxes in Quesnel fund emergency services, garbage pickup, snow removal, city activities and much more. Bolton explained the breakdown of taxes people receive will be 45% from the city, 28% from the province, 18% from the CRD, 9% from the Caribou-Chilcotin Regional Hospital District and less than 1% from the Municipal Finance Corporation. The city's draft budget has an increase of 7.5% for its portion of taxes for the average property owner. The numbers from the other taxing authorities will be given to the city in April. Bolton said that represents around an $88.97 increase for the average home. She went on to compare Quesnel's property tax rate to 100 Mile House, Williams Lake, Smithers and Prince George. That comparison showed that the average property owner in Quesnel pays less in taxes compared to all of those except for 100 Mile House. Some of the challenges faced by the budget include the looming on-again-off-again tariff threat from the U.S., contractor availability, inflation, infrastructure needs and costs from higher level of governments being put on municipalities. Mayor Ron Paul said the 2025 budget was one of the most challenging he's seen worked on due to some of those challenges. Count. Martin Runge asked how flexible the budget can be to any large-scale economic changes, especially because of tariff threats. Bolton said the Financial Sustainability and Audit Committee, FSAC, has begun discussing what can be done in the event something drastic does change in the economic conditions. Council was then briefed on the active transportation plan, which focuses on ways people can move around the city safely without vehicles. This includes bike lanes, sidewalks and safety improvements for pedestrians. There are 13 recommendations for improvements around downtown Quesnel, including a multi-use pathway to cross the Quesnel River. 8 recommendations for West Quesnel, 9 for Johnson Subdivision and 6 for South Quesnel. The next item was from Cown. Mitch Vick for the report from the FSAC committee. Vick explained the budget presented to council was looked through several times. He said while council may not have had many questions about the budget at the meeting, council had worked on fine-tuning it beforehand and a lot of time went into that. Council moved on to a report about a remedial action order council approved in January for a property deemed unsafe and requiring demolition. The property owner explained to council that she is in litigation with an insurance company for a claim denial after the home burnt down in 2023. Council extended the date required for the building to be demolished to June 30th. They moved on to a proposed letter from council to the school district asking them to transfer the Quesnel Junior School lands to the provincial government so the city can work with First Nations to develop the 11.7-acre plot of vacant land. Runge asked Cown, Tony Goulet, who is also a school board trustee, if any conversations have been had about the lands at the board. Runge retracted the question after it was pointed out commenting on school board business as a counselor would put Goulet in a difficult situation. Council voted in favor of sending the letter. The final item was correspondence from Nazco First Nation asking to meet with the city council to council. Nazco's letter also asks for Quesnel to recognize all Southern Dakle nations at the opening of council meetings and city-run events, begin negotiations of a protocol agreement and renaming Baker Creek Park and working together to revitalize it. Council agreed to have that meeting. After the open meeting ended, council went into a meeting closed to the public. The next meeting is scheduled for March 18.